and welcome to MMS at the Mandalay Bay, MMS 2013. Today I'm meeting with Anna and Vitaly, and we're going to be talking about DevOps, specifically looking at the global service monitoring feature in System Center 2012 Service Pack 1 Operations Manager. To get started, why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us, who are you? What do you work on?
I'm Anna Timosheva. I'm a program manager on Global Service Monitor team. I've been at Microsoft for a long time, more than 16 years.
Nice.
And I've been with System Center for 2 years.
Thanks, Vitaly.
And I'm Vitaly Gorbenko. I'm also a program manager at Microsoft team, working on application performance monitoring and DevOps scenarios of System Center.
Excellent. So first of all, what exactly is DevOps?
Well, a few years ago, nobody really knew about DevOps. And today, DevOps is really part of...
Popular word now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, virtually every major IT conference has many sessions about DevOps. So this is where people meet and talk about how to efficiently work together in those sessions, how to efficiently communicate between developers, operations. DevOps is an ecosystem that you can establish in your organization to efficiently, to provide efficient cycle for developers, operations to work together, focusing on customers' values, quick resolution of problems, and just working efficiently together. This is
great.
What DevOps
yeah,
is.
Reducing the handoff time, right, between the developers who are deploying applications, our infrastructure specialists that are monitoring it, just trying to make that much more efficient. Now, for this particular session, we're going to be talking about application monitoring. Can you actually give us a walkthrough? What are these different layers of application monitoring that we have?
So Operations Manager provides a layered approach to monitoring of application health. If you look at your application, right next to it lives Application Performance Monitoring.
APM.
APM. It looks at your application in a very zoomed in way. For APM, your application is code, classes, namespaces, and it can detect problems such as performance problems or exceptions and crashes at specific lines of code, at specific methods. So this is very great detailed information APM provides.
So as an example, you know, let's say I'm monitoring a piece of code. It's really slow. Will it actually be able to tell me, hey, this SQL query is taking longer than you specified?
Exactly. You can set thresholds at specific methods, and you will get alerts if this threshold is exceeded.
Okay, great. So what's the next layer on top of that?
The next layer, if you zoom out a little bit, now you view your application as components. You may have a database component. You may have a web service component, which is maybe feeding data to your application. You can configure synthetic transactions to monitor health of each component. So this is how you get information at the component level.
Now let me stop you here as well. What exactly is a synthetic transaction?
Synthetic transaction simulates user behavior as if it was user-generated traffic going on, but it is configured in advance by operations admin. So it checks the health of your applications periodically.
And it will simulate what a real client might do, like click here, go here, that, you know, clicking on different locations.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. At the level of component, it will be maybe accessing specific SQL query. That could be a synthetic transaction. At the level of web service, it could be executing specific method at the web service.
All right, well, let's move it up a layer. What's next?
The next level, once you cross application boundary, you are now looking at your application from outside in.
Okay.
This is where Global Service Monitor comes into the picture. Global Service Monitor provides you ability to view application health, the health of externally facing HTTP endpoints. We provide 16 geo-distributed locations, and you can upload your synthetic transactions to those locations. And transactions will be run and will monitor health of your maybe website or web service.
Okay, and then what's the final layer on top of that?
The final layer, you want to know how your end users experience your application. For this, Operations Manager provides client-side monitoring. So if you have your end user using their laptop at Starbucks, using their browser, using Wi-Fi, how do they experience your application? Is their web page maybe slow? Do they see JavaScript crashes on the web page? All this information is collected by client-side monitoring and sent back to your on-prem Operations Manager installation.
So for example, this might help you repro the problem, right? If a particular client has a bad issue, you can actually figure out what browser they're using, what type of device device, what type of connection, so that you can actually go simulate that problem and try to debug it then.
Exactly. It provides a great wealth of information. Not only that, it correlates those crashes or maybe slow events, performance events, with what server APM is capturing. So you may correlate that maybe this page was slow because something was going on with the server. And in addition to this, it provides you sort of the scope of the problem, how many people were actually affected by this crash or by this performance issue.
Okay, great. Now, question over to you. Now, we talked about having these 16 different points of presence. What are they? Is that like Windows Azure?
Well, those are locations. They are not exactly Windows Azure. They are run from Microsoft data centers, and they are not Azure. But yes, they are as secured as Azure, and we host them for you. So you don't really need to invest into this infrastructure.
And so what advantage does that give us? You know, let's say I'm a developer based in Moscow. What advantage do I have testing from these other 16 locations around the world?
Well, the biggest advantage here is that you have visibility into how your application behaves from those locations. You might see no problem with application running from Moscow, but at the same time, you might be very surprised to find that your application is not even accessible from the United States, for example. So that is a big advantage.
I guess I can see that being very advantageous to developers, right? You know, most of our developers, they're in a single location, right? They are in Moscow. They don't know how their application performs from Sao Paulo, from Japan, things like that.
Correct.
So ultimately, what are the benefits? Does this just save our customers time testing?
It definitely saves time testing, but more important, it enables visibility to the application problems before those problems significantly impact your end users. What happens is you configure IT operations are in charge of providing continuous availability of application. And really, IT operations are the ones who need to find out about the problem when the problem happens. Now, the reality is your end users become impacted first, and by the time when IT operations find out about the problem, it's too late.
You've already cost your business time, money, potentially
exactly.
Lost customers, right?
So those points of presence from Global Service Monitor, they act as virtual users who, for you, will run those applications on your behalf, will continuously make sure that application works, and once there is a problem, they will immediately notify you about the problem. So they will just help you. Those are virtual people who help you.
So how exactly does this information get reported? You know, I've gone and set this up. Let's say my website's not accessible from Japan. How would I find out about that?
Global Service Monitor, when you configure Global Service Monitor in the Apps Manager, will generate simple alerts saying that your test either fails from a specific location or that you have failures from any locations. You have full flexibility on how to configure that alerting.
And I see. So even though it's a cloud-based service, we're still aggregating the information, pulling it into a single location, and being able to get that global view straight from operations
manager. Exactly. And once you collect that information, your alert, it doesn't just indicate the fact that something is not working, something failed, but what's more important, it gives the evidence of the problem. It provides very same web test results that developer uses in development environment, and that web test result then passed to developer for troubleshooting.
So what type of tests are we running? Is it a specific test? Do you have the ability to create custom tests and run your own type of tests?
We reuse very same web tests that developers used in the test strategy. So those are web tests that people write using Visual Studio. It is a very standard operation, very standard step that people do in the development environment. And then those very same tests can be reused in production environment for TIP, for test in production.
I see. Now, Anna, how would somebody actually go about setting this up? If I want to go and join this GSM program, how would I go about doing that?
So in my blog and also in presentation that Vitaly and I did yesterday, we provide links which you can use to go to Microsoft portal and activate GSM offer. All you need to do is an org account. You activate it in a portal. After that, there will be a link there to download management packs, you import management packs, and go through a simple wizard in Operations Manager console. And this is how you configure your management group for using GSM functionality.
Now, that means, you know, I don't need an Azure subscription, right?
No.
I don't need anything special to set this up. As long as I have Operations Manager, I would have the ability to take advantage of this.
Operations Manager SP1.
Okay, SP1. And is this a paid service? Like, is there a monthly subscription fee I need for this?
No, the beauty of it is that it is absolutely free. So trial offer is free for everybody. And full offer is available at no additional cost to customers who have software assurance.
The SA program, as most of our enterprise customers do. Most people that are using Operations Manager go on at full scale as well.
Yes.
Great. Well, I know you have your actual laptop here. Can we actually see this in action?
Yes. Let me show you how easy it is to configure GSM monitoring tests.
Now, first of all, this is Operations Manager that we're looking at, right?
Yes.
This is the Operations Manager administration view. Okay.
Yeah. And the page which I'm showing right now is the landing page where you end up after you go through the wizard, through sign up wizard, which I mentioned.
Okay.
The landing page tells you which actions you can take next. You can configure web application availability tests, which we call single URL tests. Or you can configure more sophisticated Visual Studio web tests. And this is what I'm going to show you.
Let's take a look.
So I will click on the link.
Now, everything is wizard-based as well, right? So to go and configure this, I don't need to be a developer, right?
No.
But if I wanted to load custom code to do testing, I could still take advantage of that, right?
That would be more on the developer side. So in our DevOps scenario, it is the dev who creates those Visual Studio tests. They create them while working on the application. And then exact same asset is reused by ops for monitoring.
Okay,
so
great.
So the dev has all the power of Visual Studio to customize these tests.
Excellent.
So let me go through the wizard. I will configure Visual Studio web test monitoring. The application that I'm monitoring is called Fabricam Fiber. So I will name this monitoring Fabricam Fiber.
And now, do you have one monitor per application? Is it one monitor for a group of applications? What was kind of the mapping for the number of number of configurations you do to the number of websites that you're testing?
So we recommend that you map each application. You put each application in its own management pack. It is much easier to handle your management group.
And I guess you might have different tests and types of things that you're doing on each application as well, right?
Exactly. So you group them the way you think about them. It's logical grouping. For global service monitor, it doesn't matter. So it's up to you as a user to define your logical groupings. Once you have Operations Manager configured for GSM, you are good to go.
Okay, great.
So I will configure this monitoring in Fabricam Fiber Management Pack. And in the next step, I need to define which scenarios I want to monitor. And my dev already created those monitoring tests for me. They created tests for monitoring employees scenario and report scenario. So I will select both tests and import them. At the next step, I need to define where I monitor those tests from. And my application, Fabricam Fiber, is a multinational corporation. So I want to know how users in each geography perceive my application. Is it healthy? Is it working for them?
Great. Now, am I limited on the number of locations I can test from, or can I actually select all 16 different points of presence?
Yes, you can select all 16 different points of presence, but we do limit total number of tests out of the box. So when you get GSM, total number of tests is limited. But if you are a customer with software assurance, you can raise this limit by going through CSS process.
Great.
So I want to monitor my application from Australia, South America, Western Europe, and I will also select couple of locations in the United States.
And now these different points of presence, they're pretty spread out around the world, right? We have points of presence in Asia, Europe, the Americas, right?
Yes. We have 16 locations total.
Great.
So here I have an option of customizing configuration, but I will not do it. Here you can customize test frequency, and I come back to the final page where I can just do the last sanity check where I'm monitoring my application from, in which scenarios I'm monitoring. All I need to do now is to click Create, and the test will be deployed.
That's pretty straightforward, huh? Just
yes.
A couple clicks on the wizard, you monitor your application worldwide. Very cool, very cool stuff.
So it takes 10 to 15 minutes for the data to start flowing to Operations Manager. I will cancel out and show you monitoring for the same application that we configured in advance.
Great.
Here you can see under application monitoring, Visual Studio Web Test Monitoring, Visual Studio Test Status. I have my application Fabricom Fiber. And the best way to view global perspective on health is through map dashboard. You can see here, I have five locations which I configured. And my application does not look healthy. It looks red. I will select a location, and I will see which tests are configured. I can see that report test is failing and employees test is succeeding. I can control select and select multiple locations.
And it will aggregate all that information into a single view. Very nice.
Very nice. Yes. So I can see that there is a problem with the reports page. Seems like customers all around the world are not able to access the reports page. I want to drill in further and see why exactly this scenario is failing. Let me take a look at the San Antonio location, for example.
So you can really drill down for each location, figure out which tests are running, which ones are failing, which are not. So that'll really help our developers debug and go and address those.
Exactly. From this view, I can use download test result file. And the test result, the GSM will go out to the remote location, for example, to San Antonio in this case, and pick up the test, like the latest test result file from that location. So this functionality is on demand. You can do it for both successful tests and failed tests. You can download latest test result information. Let me show you which details you get. Here you see each step that was run from San Antonio, how long it took, and you see whether step is succeeded or failed. If the step failed, you have detailed information about what went wrong.
Now, who defines whether the test succeeds or whether it fails? Is that something that the administrator can actually configure?
This is defined at the moment when web test is recorded. And it can be defined by developer when developer writes a test. Or if administrator has access to Visual Studio, they can adjust some parameters to make sure that their correctness criteria
are met. So pass-fail is fully customizable?
Fully customizable, right. A lot of flexibility. Everything which is available in Visual Studio for validation is captured here.
Excellent. Now, is there anything else? Where does this take us to next? So what would be like a next logical step in DevOps? So we say, hey, there's a problem, right?
Yes.
What next?
So next step would be to look at the alerts view. If you see Global Service Monitor raises alerts, and the alerting information is very similar to what I showed you before. In addition to this, the same application is being monitored by APM. If you remember, we talked about multiple layers of monitoring. So you have synthetic traffic coming from the outside and exercising certain codes, certain workflows in your application. Inside, APM is monitoring it. And APM would see if something is wrong. Let me take a look here. I see that there is a null reference exception, and it's happening on the reports employees page. So I'm thinking these two are related. I can, as operations admin, I can now ask for help from my dev to help me troubleshoot this issue. And the way I do it, I think these two alerts are related. I will right-click, set resolution state, assign to engineering.
And so what does this then do? Does this integrate with Team Foundation Server?
Exactly. Team Foundation Server picks up those alerts and creates corresponding work items in TFS. And all the context that was captured in production, in this case, GSM captured context in San Antonio in the form of a test result. And APM captured crash null exception in the form of stack trace. All of this context is delivered to developer through TFS synchronization.
That's great. Now, is there any way to automate that process? You know, an alert happens. Is there any way that we can immediately assign it to a developer? Or do you recommend that the IT guys should kind of take a look at it first manually push it over.
Yeah, it really depends on the organization and on the structure and the way how you configure your developers to operations communication process. It is possible to configure integration with Team Foundation Server to automatically route all alerts or to route alerts from specific applications. And you can also choose which part of TFS is going to. You might have different Team Foundation Server project collections or different area paths for different applications. So you can actually choose that for different application performance monitoring alerts.
Excellent. Well, I mean, that's great. I mean, that's a really streamlined approach, right? Easy to set up. You report a problem, test it from anywhere in the world, and immediately assign it to a developer. So I guess really that is DevOps at its root, right? You know, making life easier for both our developers mm-hmm. and for our infrastructure specialists. Yeah. So that's great. Now, where could people go to learn more? You mentioned you had a presentation this week. What is that presentation on?
We had presentation about DevOps and global service monitor scenarios in Operations Manager.
Great. So that was a full 75-minute session, right?
Full 75-minute session with detailed demo.
Great. Yes. So that will also be available on the site. There will be a link as part of this video. So if people want to go watch your session, learn more about global service monitoring, please check on the link. Now, to wrap that up, any more resources that you would recommend people go to?
So we have more presentations at MMS, which are devoted to DevOps and Application Monitoring and Operations Manager.
Yeah, and when we talk about application monitoring, it's important to understand that Global Service Monitor provides great functionality, but if you want to have a full scope of monitoring, don't limit yourself just to Global Service Monitor. It's very important to monitor application from client-side perspective, from
going through
inside,
those different
exactly.
layers, right. Great
this
tip.
Way you're going to have a complete 360 view of how your application behaves, what your applications experience, what the server load, all complete view of your application.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for joining me. Great demo, great presentation, and even more importantly, that's a great feature. I think a lot of people are really going to benefit from that. Thank you one more time for joining me, and enjoy the rest of your time at MMS.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.